my 50s, and mentally to think back when I was in high school, I don't know what happened in my life, but I don't know the way that I thought or was thinking. You know, I don't really remember having a ton of conversations with even teachers. I don't remember that whole thing, but a lot to say. And I know the reason I started with that is I know we seem quite old and like maybe y'all don't relate with us or whatever, but we actually played volleyball.
I played JUCO
volleyball. She played college volleyball at
Midwestern State.
So fun.
So we have a love for volleyball. And so we were excited about having you on.
Super excited.
Yeah.
I know, I was talking to my parents this morning and I was like, guess who we're interviewing today on our podcast? We get to talk all things volleyball. And like, they still just live in that world too of like, just can't get enough. We love it.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Kelsey and I, getting ready for this one, started talking a lot about volleyball and the differences between when I was in sports and when she was in sports. And, you know, I come from a time, it sounds so old, but we did not have AC in our gyms whenever we played. I know, what in the world. And we even played with I got to find it for y'all. We played with bloomers. So y'all play with spandex shorts.
Yes.
And we played with cheerleaders
track.
Even.
Like track girls wear.
Long sleeve shirts and bloomers. Really
strange.
Well,
your roles were different too. Like we were talking about that, like those scoring and all of that. And y'all played a 15.
Yeah, we played a 15. Y'all didn't even, we didn't even have a, I always want to say bolero, but that's not right.
A libero.
Libero. We didn't even have a libero. I even coached volleyball. We never had a libero even when I coached.
I was playing when they started to allow two.
Double,
Yeah.
I don't think they let it in high school like rules, but in club they do allow.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
It's crazy to see like how much it's changed. Like I think anything, it's crazy to see how much it's just
You say
changed.
Anything. I don't think a lot of sports have changed. Look at a lot of different sports.
And I agree that. I think some things that they're wearing have changed though, like cheerleading. I mean, it used to be the long skirts and now it's the short skirts.
Yeah, but I do find it interesting that volleyball rules have
changed.
I feel like
volleyball is one of the only sports where like the rules have changed.
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, because like my husband would argue that football rules have changed and that they're no longer allowed to be quite as violent as he would like.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I guess those rules
but
have changed.
But the scoring, like, I don't know if that's changed at all, but like volleyball scoring has literally changed.
Scoring has changed for volleyball.
Yeah.
I don't think football did.
Even now they're trying to get rid of where you can't, like when you're setting it, they can't call doubles against you. They're trying to legalize that. Like they're still trying to like modernize the game. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be a huge
game changer. Yeah.
I think in club, like the club officials have had to be like pickier. Like it has to be a really bad double to call it. But I think they're trying to completely get rid of that, at least in the club game. So
sometimes I felt like they wouldn't call it.
And
it
was
holy moly, it just like hit off the top of her head too. Like what are we going to call it? Okay.
So welcome to season 3, episode 5 of FISDs, the podcast where Kelsey Goals.
That's me.
And Dana Owen, that's me, have the pleasure of interviewing interesting people and discussing anything and everything Friendswood ISD. Today, our special guests are two incredibly talented seniors from Friendswood High School state-ranked volleyball team, Alex Garcia and Andy Vaught.
It's me.
Hi. Welcome. So glad you are here. So we kicked off our podcast with just a little bit of talking about volleyball. Kelsey and I both played volleyball. We love sports. We love girl athletes, strong girls. We love it.
Nice. kind of built like a linebacker, so you know. There's a place I fit in.
Yeah, people don't ever ask me, what position did you play? I mean, it's just kind of given. Like I didn't, you know, I was not back row. Let's just say that.
Me
but
neither.
Today, that's weird.
You probably would be back row today.
I might even be the setter today. I mean, it's just girls are getting stronger and taller and faster and quicker. And volleyball is an incredible sport. So let's just start with, first of all, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Which of you is Alex?
I'm Alex.
I'm Andy.
Okay, good. Alex, Andy, good. I know we all introduced ourselves in the very beginning, but now
They're
when
so
it came
similar.
Down to
yes,
yeah. Alex and Andy.
It is true. Two strong names, too, right?
Yeah.
Alex and Andy. I mean,
Gender neutral names for the win.
That's for right. Real.
Beautiful girls. So let's just start with telling us a little bit about yourself.
Would you like to go first?
Sure. Hi, I'm Andy. I'm a senior, like you said. I am a DS on the volleyball team as well as a captain, and we are so excited to be in playoffs.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm Alex. I'm a senior, and I'm a middle blocker, and I really just love Friends with Volleyball. We're both involved in a lot, too, like throughout the school. I know we're both in a lot of clubs and honor societies.
Tell us a little bit about what you're involved with outside of volleyball.
Outside of volleyball, I have a job at a boutique. I am on the varsity debate team. I run two clubs called Model United Nations and also Equality Now Club. It's two really important clubs throughout the high school that volunteer and also go compete at colleges for kind of like debate events. Like you go and represent a country and yes. kind of talk about that. So
I did model you in you did. College. Yes.
We just brought it to Friendswood. Yeah. So it's been amazing. And it's
is
about
that when
to
you
start
went to New York?
Off.
Yeah, I went to New York twice
oh,
for the
no
big
way.
Conference there. Yeah, it's
oh,
my
I'm
two.
I'm so jealous.
It was awesome. That's literally, okay, to be honest, like that's the only reason I did it. Whenever mm-hmm. my professor approached me about being a part of it, I was like, I'm in communications. Why would you want me to be part of Model you in?
Like,
she's
what?
Like, everyone brings different strengths. And she's like, and you get to spend a week in New York City, all expenses paid. And I'm like,
I'm
here.
On the way.
So I'm here.
I'm there.
Yeah. So yeah, I did that. I was like, so whenever I tell people about college, I said, probably the nerdiest thing I did in college was model you in, but it actually ended up being one of
it's
my
so
favorite
fun.
Experiences.
It's awesome.
Yes. So whose country or which country are y'all representing?
We don't know yet. We're about to find that out like in the next 2 weeks. We're about to start deciding that and start looking up about that. So that's exciting. We're
very
excited.
Cool. We did Peru my first year and then Iceland my second year.
Oh, that's
so two
fun.
Totally different
yeah,
countries.
Two totally different ones. But yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you're involved with outside of volleyball.
Well, besides volleyball, I'm in like National Honor Society. And then outside of school, I'm a camp counselor during the summers.
Oh, cool. Where?
And then Camp Longhorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so fun. And then I'm in NCL, which is a mother-daughter charity organization. And I'm the president of my class. Or I was last Ooh. Year. And now I'm in charge of our senior rec event.
Oh, that's yeah. so, what is your event this year?
Senior rec. So like our seniors, we have like a big celebration. It's almost like throwing a wedding for 12 girls. It's a ton of planning.
Oh my
so
God.
We've been with a couple other moms. We've been planning that for early January. So that's
what
exciting.
I was wondering. So that happens early January.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, is this like, okay, so is that National Charity League?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that like, oh my gosh, I just watched a show that my friends recommended. It was The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh my God,
okay.
So good. What
okay.
team are you on?
Conrad.
Oh yeah, okay, good.
Are y'all both Team Conrad?
I haven't
team?
Seen it yet.
What? Oh, I'm Team Conrad.
Well, you're going to have to watch it.
Okay,
it's really cute.
You'll definitely have to watch it. It's adorable. I love it so much. I think it's so fun. I love like the little, just, there's a little romance, there's a little drama. Like it's all so good.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama,
sure.
actually.
Okay, so whatever they're doing in that show, what is it called? The Debs?
Like debutantes?
Yes, debutantes. So is it like that? Or is that totally different?
It is like that. It is. It is kind of like they're wearing like the white dresses and they do like the dance and everything.
Yeah,
so
we have
like that.
There's like, I think 15 girls in our class and then 15 moms. And we, each month we have like meetings where there's like different roles and we kind of just like run a meeting. And then outside like of our class with by ourselves, we do like volunteer events and just other stuff like that. So
cool.
It's super fun.
Yeah. That sounds like the show.
It is. That is the show. Yeah.
So Monday was your first playoff game?
Yes.
Okay, so Friendswood High School Girls Volleyball, they've made it into playoffs. You're actually state ranked, right? Do you know
I
the ranking at this point?
Fourth or fifth.
Fourth or fifth.
Wow.
Okay, it's awesome.
We'd have to check.
Yeah.
But it's up there.
Fourth or fifth. I mean, that's both great.
Yeah, we have a lot of talent on our team,
yeah.
and we're just ready to compete. I think we've worked so hard in the preseason and during the season, and even in off season this past year. I mean, we were dying of sweat in the heat, and we were just really working and ready to get to where we are, and I think we're excited and ready to just take off.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. I mean, you know, overall, if you think about it, all the volleyball teams are working really hard. And as seniors, they've worked mm-hmm. most of their life to get yeah. to their senior year, right? To get into playoffs, to... So just want to stop and just quickly say where y'all are at right now. Just great job. It's incredible that
you
made it to playoffs. I know you want to go much further, and I'm sure this team will. Y'all are super talented.
Now, are y'all both still playing club this year?
No, ma'am.
So this will be it.
Yes.
I stopped playing last year. I got a job and I'm a model for Page Park. So there was a lot of things that I had to do, and club was awesome. I really did love it. And I think as we both played it, it was a lot, and balancing that with school, high school volleyball, and just extracurriculars, we were both kind of struggling in that aspect. But do I say I regret it? I do not regret it at all. Like, I think it was an amazing time in my life, and I wish I still had time to play it, but yeah, I mean, there's only so much.
Yeah, I loved club volleyball. It was so fun. But it's like, once you make that decision to where, you know, you don't think you want to play volleyball in college or at the next level, it's almost just like so much. And it's so easy to get burnt out if you don't absolutely love it. And I loved club volleyball for like the friendship aspects, but towards the end of my club volleyball career, like just became like so much to where I decided to just stick with school.
Yeah. Well, I asked, cause I know a lot of girls, if you decide you're not going to go play in college, like they will not play club their last year and then just kind of enjoy that senior year. But it definitely makes the stakes higher for this playoff run.
Yes. We have 9 seniors. So playoffs, we had 18 girls on our team. 9 were seniors and 9 are a mix of, you know, juniors, sophomores, and we have a freshman too. So it's wild that like next year half of us are going to be gone. So it's just a really senior driven team. So we're super excited and eager to keep going.
I know.
Awesome.
We don't want it to end.
No. Yeah, we don't want it to end for y'all.
Yeah, we don't want it to end. Keep it going. You've got a lot of games to go. So you just played Baytown Sterling.
Yes, ma'am.
And then tell us, when's your next game?
Tomorrow. At 5 p.m. Hobson Fieldhouse, we play Randall. So we're super excited for that.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And then, so like with baseball, it seems to go on forever.
I was thinking about this. So baseball and softball, they play one round a week. So it goes on for 5-6 weeks.
It's like the best out of three, I think.
And then we play 2 rounds a week. And then next week, it's round 3 is Monday or Tuesday. Round 4 is Friday. And round 5 is Saturday. And the week after that, state is at Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so it is a quick turnaround.
Yeah, next week is 3 rounds, and the week after that is round 6 and 7 for state. So it's just like all combined into 3 weeks.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, that's fast, and that's a lot of, I mean, of course, physically demanding, but like the emotions of those high stakes games. Yeah, just to be able to bounce back and like go into the next one.
Yeah, 100%.
And what kind of... So what does that look like for y'all, like Monday night? When did do y'all leave school early?
We didn't. On Monday night, we played at 6:30 at Dobie High School, so it was close. So we just left 7th period, but we play 5 p.m. at Hobson, which is a little bit of a farther drive, so we might have to leave a little bit early. But it's kind of the deeper you get into playoffs,
you leave
the
early,
earlier you leave, because then
we get
to
leave. And we normally go get like food. Right. So it's fun to just be able to go get food together, go talk before, like have kind of like a moment of just being calm. And then you're like, okay, let's turn on the mindset of like, let's go. Like we're ready to compete. So
what does that look like for y'all? Walk us through like, you're getting ready for a game. So I think about, it doesn't matter what I think about. So how do you get ready? I imagine you all have ear pods in.
We actually have a really hype dance party.
Yeah, one of our superstition pregame routines.
We have to have a dance party, and like we have to just like blare the music.
Yeah, in the locker room?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody's dancing, screaming, and like it's just a way to get us your blood going. Yeah. You're getting excited. Mm-hmm. Like,
is it always the same song?
There's
one song that we play over and over again.
Yeah, and then there's a mix of some other songs. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like that's what gets us so locked in for the games. Because like, if you have your headphones in, everybody's listening to a different song, and everyone's kind of like on different pages, to where we're all listening to the same thing and all kind of like locking in together in like a fun way before we like go out, and then are all still on the same page doing
that. Is someone like a DJ? Like
Hallie, my friend Hallie.
Yeah.
Hallie's
the one, she controls the music.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And you feel comfortable with the music that she's going to choose.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Good.
We used to do that when I was in college, and the song we would always get like the most hype to was Year 3000 by Jonas Brothers.
Oh my gosh, I love that song.
We saw them in concert together.
It's like,
it up into the year 3000.
Not much has changed, but they live underwater.
Oh my gosh, I do not know that song at all. How's
like we
that
would
possible?
Have people like on the drums.
That's so
like
fun.
Air drums, air guitars. But
that's awesome.
Have you ever heard of the Go-Go's?
Oh, I love the Go-Go's.
We got the beat.
We got the beat. We got the beat.
Vacation's all I ever wanted. Okay, now we're talking about music.
Oh, I love the Go-Go's.
She got a little shoulder action over there.
I'm from Pasadena. We had spoons and we went. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Blowing the jug.
Get down, Tina. We actually do dance sometimes to hype ourselves up.
We get ourselves. She's from Alvin. I'm from Pasadena. Mm-hmm. So we'll go.
So fun.
We have to be there.
We have to be there, I think.
I have to be there to know.
I have to be there. So are y'all superstitious in any sort of way? Like, do you have to not step on lines or anything like that bother you?
I'm extremely superstitious.
Have to eat the same thing before
honestly,
games.
Honestly, I feel
a lot
like
of us are very superstitious.
I'm honestly less superstitious when I'm playing, but like during hitting lines, we're always in the same order.
We are
all that.
In the same
like
order.
When I'm watching the Astros or like watching college football, if I'm sitting in a spot and they're doing bad, I'll move. If they do good, I won't move until the game's over. Mm. Like I'm super, super superstitious. So
yeah, do you not wash clothes? You know that's
oh,
a
no,
thing.
That's no, one.
That's nasty. That's taking it too far.
Yes.
Okay.
We have, I know some people do that on our team.
We have
where they
some
don't
girls on our knee. On our team whose knee pads smell horrendous.
Oh, it's so bad. Like, oh. You could smell it.
Oh, my sister. That was her.
Yeah.
So I have a twin. So we played all together through whatever, junior high, high school. She had this pair. It was white knee pads, too. So that made it even worse.
Yeah.
She, like, busted her knee up. So
ooh, yeah.
It was, like, blood all in the knee pad. And she, like, still refused to wash
dry.
It.
It's okay.
It was, like, I swear, like moldy. Like, it was bad.
It probably
my
was
mom
moldy.
Hated it. Like,
yeah.
She would not let her wash them.
That's so funny. I mean, excuse me. You know, everybody has their different superstitions and it gets back to really what works for you.
Yeah.
Right? And just your mental mindset of, you know, making sure that you kind of are just in the right mindset. And speaking of, let's talk about that. So if things start to go wrong for you in a game, which listen, happens every game, right?
I
mean, you don't just do perfectly every single game. What is that like for both of you? Talk us through how you mentally set your mind back to getting straight so you can get back into the game and kind of into a more of a positive routine.
Yeah, volleyball is just like so different because every single point ends in someone making a mistake. So it's just like, it took me a while to realize that like one mistake doesn't lead to the end of the game because the other team has to make 25 point mistakes for you to win. So I struggled with that for a long time, being able to just like brush off my mistakes and like whenever I was down. And honestly, it just really depends on your teammates. Like for me, there's everybody like reacts differently on a team. Like some people need to be like pushed really hard, like mm-hmm. be told, let's mm-hmm. go, let's go. And like, for me, that doesn't work. And so just mm-hmm. like having teammates that know that, like people just will come over to me and be like, hey, breathe, you're fine, next ball. Like that's what helps me. And that doesn't work for some people, mm-hmm. but that's just kind of how I like remember to like take a breath and just keep going through that.
But that's what's so great about knowing your team members,
yeah,
right? Is not the same thing doesn't work for everyone.
Right.
And figuring out who they are and what works with them. And listen, that's the deal with being a coach too. You better know what works for your
right.
athletes, you know, and just because you like to, you are wanting to fire someone up with a pep talk, sometimes it sets
yeah.
them back, you know, quickly with what you thought was one of your best pep talks ever.
Yeah. I think she's speaking from personal
speaking
experience.
From some experience here.
What? We can relate. Like,
they were fired up by that pep talk.
They're crying.
They're crying from the corner.
I'm horrible at pep talks. I like stumble
oh, really?
Over my words.
So funny.
I'll be like in the middle of a sentence, I'll be like, that doesn't make any sense. Never mind. Like someone else take over.
Our biggest thing we say is don't get complacent.
Yes.
Like, that's like what our we little say motto. Every time is don't get complacent.
Yeah.
And I think that really helps a lot of us. Like, I mean, sometimes like whenever our coaches are yelling at us, if y'all listen, don't take this personally. But when they're yelling at us, it doesn't really help us.
Mm, right.
It's kind of like what helps us is just like, hey, let's turn this around. Like we can do this. Like
right.
it's, it's all about encouragement. And I think that's how it is in any real world situation is encouragement, not the negative yelling and saying, this is what you should be doing. You need to lift them up and be able to do that. And that goes along for your teammates also, as well as your coaches. If they're getting upset, you need to just kind of look at them and be like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I remember one time Coach Pop was like freaking out and I was like, it's okay. Like, we got this. Like, right. It's okay.
Well, as a coach, a lot of times, I think I talked to Jordan about this. My biggest pet peeve watching men in particular coach like little baseball players, right? They would yell, in my mind, stupid things like, what are you doing out there? And it's like, well, hold on. That's not real. Like, you're not saying what needs to be done. Yeah. Hey, you got to move your feet. You got to get back. Coaching should be, and sometimes, listen, it doesn't matter. They didn't get it. They're not, you know, it's just the way that it went. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I did it right. Yeah. I'm just saying sometimes as coaches, we tend to yell some things that don't really make sense. And, you know.
I also think that, like, women coaching and male coaching are, like, it's total different atmospheres. Like, I walked out to football. I was on the sidelines for football because I report for some games for Vibe. And I'm just hearing the things that these coaches are saying to these kids, and it fires them up. But, like, if I know that was said to me, I would literally look at them like, did you just like shoot my dog? Like, what? I'd be like, what is going on? And it's just, it's so different to see that, because now you understand like how different people react to that. Like, we react to like the, let's go, let's move our feet, let's do this. And they're like, right. And I'm like, okay, I could not do that.
I feel like that's something that we also tried to like work on as a team this year. Like, in the past, I felt like we've had some of those just like problems with like some girls, just like, you know, they want to yell and they want to scream, and that not everybody else reacted well to that. So I feel like something we've really worked on this year, just like as a program, was just positivity, positivity.
I think our program has did a whole 360. I think our program has changed so much. We did have a lot of negativity, as Andy said. And I think there was a way that all the seniors just stepped up and said, hey, like, let's change this. And that's a lot on all of our parts, because we're like 17 years old. So it's a lot to flip a whole kind of feel, because we've gone through it. We've seen it. And it's finally took us to just stand up and say, let's change this and let's better this. So I think that with that positivity, we can go far with it and being able to help others. Like, I know a lot of girls who are younger are more timid and are more kind of terrified of what they're going to walk into because of stories they've heard. And I think that when they just saw how positive they were, they felt safe. Like, they felt like, this is a sisterhood. This is a family. And I think that's a really big thing that all of us partook in, and we're able to change that.
Yeah, so. I agree. Sometimes we're like reflect on like our younger years and like our freshman year, and we remember we're like sprinting down the hallway because we were scared to like not be the first one downstairs ready, like putting up nets.
Oh, yeah.
And we just like remember like that fear. And you know, sometimes we're like, we kind of wish some of the younger girls had that fear.
That's good too.
Them to hurry, but at the same time, like, we remember just being like terrified 24/7, and we're like, you know, it's a volleyball. It's supposed to be fun. This isn't supposed to be like kind of like mental torture 24/7. It's supposed to be, we want the girls to come back to our program. We want the girls to keep wanting to play volleyball. And so just like being nice, you know, is just really helped that a lot.
Well, ladies, what you just described and talked about, that's leadership. You know, you saw something that needed to be changed. And I think so often in this world, kids say, well, that's up to somebody else to change, you know, not us. But you decided as seniors, that's leadership. Yeah. You turn your program around. That, you know, not everybody gets that.
It takes
that.
A lot.
It does take a lot. It takes your team. And good job. That's awesome. I'm sure that has something to do with your success, you know?
Yeah.
And
luckily, a lot of the younger girls on our team are, you know, bought into this idea too. So they're going to carry it out through the next years and hopefully keep that chain going.
Makes it so much more enjoyable. I mean,
when you're around these people all the time.
This has been one of the first years that I've actually enjoyed the sport. Like, I've really just loved standing by these people and just being like relieved to not live in a fear of I'm doing something wrong. If I'm going to mess up, are they going to get mad at me? If I don't have the right shirt on, am I going to get screamed at? Like, it was like a fearful thing.
Yeah.
And just to walk in this year relaxed and not stressed and just knowing like, hey, we're all in this together. Like, we're giving each other our all, and we're all here to just support and love each other, which is how a team should work.
100%.
Right? Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. And I feel like there's been years where there was just like a divide and just negativity flowing throughout people. And that this year we don't see that at all. It's just something that is going to only help our success moving forward.
Yeah. In the past years, I've had like horrible, just like performance anxiety out of just a fear of messing up. And it's like this year, it's just like gone. It's kind of crazy how like the people that are on your team and the energy on the team can just like completely make or break.
And you play so much better.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Cause you're not like, if you're not playing with fear as the lead and instead more of the excitement for it.
Yeah. 100%.
It's just different.
Right. Even when we're down, it just feels like, you know, like, not urgent. It felt like obviously like urgent, like we want to do better, but it doesn't feel like stressed. It feels like, hey, we got this. Like, it's fine. Just breathe. You know, if we don't get this set, we'll get the next set. If we don't get this point, we'll get the next point. It just kind of feels like, you know, less stressful all around.
We've come back from like 7 points.
Right. Like our biggest game, our biggest district component is Manville. And we were down, I think, by 7 or 8 points in the third set.
And they had won
the first two. And we came back.
Oh, wow.
Won the third set. Like, 27-25
yeah,
I think, and then managed to win the fourth and fifth set like pretty breezy. So it was, you know, just like being all bought into the same thing. We haven't beat them since October of 2020.
Really? Okay, so y'all know Coach Polk used to coach at Manville.
Oh yeah.
Yes, 100%.
When so that's like the super that's fun. Our we are going in for
so
that.
So I played against her.
Like, yes, when I was so in Alvin.
That's
yes.
awesome. Yeah. We used to play Manville. They were in our district. So I actually competed against
Coach Paul. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's and we so kind of had a same thing rivalry between Alvin and Manville because it was like they called it the Battle of Highway 6.
Right.
But,
awesome.
Yeah. So when I first started working here and I saw her, it was like, oh my gosh. I remember you.
Yeah. We were in eighth grade. This was the varsity team that went to state when we were in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So round five, which is the winner goes to state, Friendswood played Manville and Friendswood won to go to state. So then the next year was super competitive. Friendswood won the first time. And then the second time Manville beat Friendswood in five at home. And they have beat us both times my sophomore year, both times our junior year. So this was every single girl that was on our team, but one who was Isabella Thompson, who was a freshman on varsity. None of us had ever beaten Manville. So that was just like, you know, like, so like cool.
It was exciting. Motivating. It was such a great moment. Like was I awesome. Was just like screaming on the side, like on the bench, just like, let's go. Like it was always like,
it was super fun.
There was never a dull moment in it. Like there was not one second that none of us really like lost faith in each other. Right. I think that's also like how we've matured as a team is that we know that
we have each other's backs.
Anything is possible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The confidence that we have on the court and off the court is what is allowing us to keep pushing through and pushing through competition.
Yeah.
Well, you've talked about a couple of great things, you know, and outside of volleyball, moving on with your life and all through life, you're going to face challenges and fear is always a part of challenges. It's human nature, you know, and what you're teaching yourself over and over, and you're kind of building these muscles of, okay, I feel fear, but I've learned that we can go negative and go become afraid and scared, or we can stick with positives and support people around us and have them support us. Yeah. And also one of the things you touched on, which I love, is you're teaching yourself that even though you're down, it's not over.
Right.
And that you can come back from that, which let me tell you something, in sports is huge.
Yes.
They say the difference between an average golfer and a pro golfer is whoever can turn that last bad shot around.
Right.
You've got to let that last thing go, clean slate, start new and fresh, moving forward.
Yep. Right.
And that's a mental game that you've got to just, you know, keep doing and keep leaning into that and building those muscles.
And not only is that used in sports, but I mean, in any real world situation,
life,
like that's everything. So that's also why volleyball is so important to all these girls is because it's teaching us lessons in life.
Yes.
Like it's teaching us how to communicate, how to be a leader, how to have a relationship with people. Like it's volleyball is going to pay off in the future for all of these girls that play in our world today.
Yep.
Because walking into a business or a company or just a job, I mean, you have to have all of those skills. So whenever I know that like from adults speaking, like a lot of people look for people that played sports because they know how to communicate, have a relationship, and know how to be a leader. So honestly, it's good that we learn it now while we can.
Yeah. And I've like even just seen like some things that I've had to like teach myself through volleyball, like being useful in other aspects of my life. And yeah. So that's been cool. Like whenever I like, you know, like I'm laying down and I'm like, huh, like I'm glad I stuck through with this. Like I'm glad I ended up doing that.
Well, let's talk through some of those. What are some things that you think that, athletics or sports, volleyball has brought to your life that would transition and lead on, lead into, the rest of your life? What are some of those characteristics?
Honestly, a lot. I think communication, mm-hmm. like being able to communicate with others and also be able to just stand by somebody that you may have had just like an incident with and being able to just say, hey, let's blow this off. Like, let's work. Like, I mean, not everybody has a good day. And sometimes there might be something that you go through with somebody, like a little, just little argument. And you have to just say like, hey, we're playing volleyball. Like, just put it all aside. And like, when you step on the court, everything's gone. Like, you're not worried about anything else. So that's a really big thing. Like, moving forward in my job, like even in my job, I use this. Like, if I sometimes like don't really want to be around somebody, I'm like, hey, I'm at my work. Like, I got to brush this off. Like, this is anything else. Like, I'm working at my job. This is what I'm being paid for. Volleyball, this is what I'm meant to do. So I feel like you have to have that respect for others and just being able to communicate and just kind of have a relationship with people is really big.
Good for you. That's maturity right there. Yeah.
Yeah. Even just like, you know, like perseverance and determination. Like you don't always want to do something. Like, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of school. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Or Saturday morning weight room.
Yes. Honestly, yes. Waking up at 8 a.m. to have to be at the school at 8:15 to lift weights on a Saturday morning.
That's what's making us
better. Nobody wants to do it, you know, but just going in there, like having a good attitude, making the best out of it. It's just like, you know what? Like, it doesn't matter whether or not or I want to do this. Like, I have to. So just like kind of that perseverance of even like, you know, like, oh, I know practice is going to be hard. Or something we started doing this year to make ourselves mentally tougher is at the end of every practice, no matter if we have the best practice or the worst practice, we run. We do sprints at the end of every single practice. And honestly, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
We're all out of breath. We're all dying. You know, we could have like an easy walk through practice. Like the team we play the next day, like hasn't won a game yet. Like we know we're probably going to win this game and we're running at the end of practice. But you know, whenever we get into these fifth sets of these games where it's tiring, it's exhausted, everyone is tired, you know, we're more mentally tough than the team on the other side of the net, because at the end of every practice, no matter how tired we are from that practice, we're running and they're not. So that's something that's just built us on.
But that's what it's about. You know, it doesn't matter the team that you play tomorrow.
Right.
You're really preparing for where you are now.
The hardest
playoffs.
Any team's a competition. It doesn't matter. Any team could just say, we want to beat Friendswood because we're a flagship school. A lot of people want to be us. Everybody's looking to see what we do. What are we winning? Yeah. Who are we losing to? What was the score of that? What's their stats? Everybody's looking to see what football's doing, what volleyball's doing, what baseball's doing. Anything Friendswood does, it's what other schools are looking at. And I've noticed this through reporting for other high schools. It's what are the Woodlands doing? What is Friendswood doing? So having a lot of people look at us, there's a big weight on our backs. Like, we have pressure on us, but we know how to succumb to that. Like, we know how to just be fine. We know how to handle it well. But honestly, it helps a lot knowing that, like, every game's competition. Like, knowing that we're not walking into this thinking, oh, it's going to be a breeze. Because even on those games when we walk in, it's like, oh, it's going to be a breeze. They'll still work their butts off. Like, and we just have to be ready.
No, not every game is our biggest game, but we are every team's biggest game.
Yes.
Volleyball is a game of mistakes. Like, you know, no matter the way you earn a point is by the other team messing up. You know, it could be, you know, we get a really good hit and they just, you know, mess up and aren't there. Or it could be we hit 25 balls out of the net and are in the net or out of the court. And, you know, that's how the other team wins. So you just have to treat every game like it is our biggest game, because use it as a practice. Use this as practice for that preparation for that big game.
So let's talk about sideline reporting. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I want to be a news reporter or sports broadcaster when I'm older.
Yeah.
And I recently laid an internship with Vibe Houston. They're a reporting kind of, they report high school sports in Houston. And it's something I've always been very interested in through debate. I do persuasive speaking on informational topics around the world. So I think it's really cool that I can do that with sports, but also know information about the world. So that's kind of where I'm like, do I want to be a news reporter? Do I want to be a sports broadcaster? Because it's like, I love both of those. things. But honestly, it's taught me so much about football because I sit there and just report live on my phone. I'll record games. I'll even report for our volleyball games, what's going on. And as the seasons are going forward, I'll do basketball, softball, baseball, and probably like track, I think. But it's honestly really interesting, and it's helping me build my journalism portfolio.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
that's amazing. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yes. So the first time that you had to do it, were you like, so you're getting stuff on your phone and you're reporting on social media?
I'm writing this all myself.
You're writing it yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you speaking at all live?
I do. I have like a little microphone. I do interviews with the coaches post game. Like I'll do a little post game interview with the winning coach and maybe a player that might be committed or is looking to go play college football. So I do a little interview with them, and it's honestly really helped me speaking wise with debate too, because that's what I do for debate. I speak in front of three judges, and sometimes it's hard because they're looking at you like, what are you saying? But they also might love your speech to kind of like throw you off. So it's really helped me in both of those aspects, being able to just talk to people.
So mm-hmm. How do you research your questions? How do you come up with questions on the spot right there?
Questions on the spot, I would be like, how do you think your team offensively executed the game tonight? Or how did our defense do well? Like something kind of just like along the lines of how did our team manage to do that? And sometimes I'll even ask like a coaching question. Like I know when Coach Johnson got here, I was kind of like, what are you planning to look at in the future? Like how have you enjoyed like making an impact on this team? Like you're doing an amazing job and we've seen a lot of growth and change from you.
And just watching all of the, like, if you watch games on TV, like, to be able to just kind of take notes and think through, like, what mm-hmm. the other reporters are saying and doing and questions they're asking. I mean, like, amazing, right? I mean,
it is amazing.
It is so, like, that's such a cool thing that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It is. Who is the, is it Aaron? Who is the female sports reporter that's so popular?
Oh.
I think it's Aaron.
I think Aaron.
It's Aaron. I just put in female Aaron. I'm sorry, female sports reporter. you know, this sounds crazy, but you may Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Andrews.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You should reach out to her. You should tag her in some things that you do, and just. You know, let her know that you're aspiring to be what she is and that you would love an opportunity to. What bad could come of that?
I'm going to try to intern with a news reporting channel, like a station in Houston this summer. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking to do that when I have some free time. But
and definitely, which I'm sure you're already like thinking through that. Are you going to TCU? I see your sweatshirt.
I just have it on because it's really comfy. I don't know where I'm going yet.
Okay,
so.
Well, wherever you go, I mean, you've got to get plugged in immediately to like the video and audio classes, journalism, whatever, and try to get.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, as soon as you can.
I'm majoring in journalism, so I'm excited.
Yay! Yes. Awesome.
So if you could go anywhere, where would you like to go?
I would really like to go to the University of Texas.
Okay. Oh, hookah!
Okay. I'd really love to go.
Okay, good. Now, would you want to play volleyball or you're...
No, ma'am.
You're done.
I'm done after this. Okay. I would love to focus on my career moving forward with academics and just business.
And they have a huge, they have the Longhorn Network. So they, you know this, did you know this? The students actually run it's a channel.
It's a channel.
Yeah. And so they do.
Like NCS. Much bigger scale.
Like you, cable. Yeah.
Right.
No, it's like a full, I mean, it's really amazing what they do, mm-hmm. but it's an awesome program. And then you might get to meet Matthew McConaughey.
I'd cry.
Yeah.
Where would you like to go and what do you think you want to study?
I honestly have no idea.
That's okay.
Top two are the University of Texas and TCU. But I want to major in marketing with a minor in fashion design, but I have no idea what I want to do with that. I just, I don't know. I have so many little interests that I like. And I see myself working a cute little 9-to-5 job and going to Pilates before my work and coming home and going on
my
coming home and going on a little walk and cooking dinner and going to bed. So,
oh my
gosh. Something corporate, something fun that. But I really No, just like marketing and like, I don't know, like for our volleyball games, whenever we like send out the uniforms instead of like sending out a text,
I make this like little marketing
graphic. Here, let me show you one.
Oh my gosh. How
yes, it's
cute.
Adorable. I love it.
I'll tell you what, kids today, I'm going to start crying again.
Stop.
I feel like fashion marketing and marketing
is really filming. I send like these out for like what we're wearing. You know, like all our little jersey combos.
Look
so
at you.
So I just like making like little like aesthetically pleasing things.
Yes,
but
it makes a difference. Yes, it's yes, huge.
Yeah.
But also in the fashion industry, that is so big right now, like with really big brands, like working with an agency, you see how much marketing and fashion is growing and it's only just going up. Yeah. So you're going to have a bright future with that.
Yeah. Well, I follow so many, I don't even think they're influencers. They're just women that post a lot of outfits and stuff like that. Yeah, but what I bloggers. Love today on social media is when you like something, you literally can scroll up.
You get more.
And then, well, all the things that they have are right there where you can click on and buy it. Like, that's really dangerous.
It is so dangerous. It's an algorithm. It's just
I have
a super
horrible
crazy algorithm.
Online shopping addiction.
She does.
I do. And how do you support that online addiction? I mean, I have a feeling mom and dad are coming through for you.
My poor father.
Your dad.
I am a camp counselor, so I do have a little bit of money on myself. But
oh, you have your own money.
Yes.
Okay.
But I try, honestly, like, I do a lot more shopping than I do buying, but,
so what do you love to, do you love makeup more? Do you love clothes more?
Definitely clothes.
Clothes.
Since I was like, whenever I was in eighth grade, I got really into shoes. So like, I've been really into shoes and now I've been more into clothes.
What are your shoes today?
I'm wearing these cute little like,
Yes,
oh,
wow.
So I just
super cute.
You know, some mornings I do wake up and just put on leggings and a t-shirt, but I always have like outfits envisioning in my head. If I actually wake up and get ready to put them together is the question, but
very cool.
That is cool. I have to say I love clothes. I love fashion. It can really make a difference on how it makes you feel.
Yeah, it's 100%. I'm a big believer in look good, play good. Especially for volleyball. Like one of my superstitions is I have to like slick back my hair with a cute little bow in it. Like, you know, in the locker room before games, you see girls like doing their mascara and it's like, you know, people could look at it and be like, oh, why are they doing their makeup before a game?
But
like
superstition,
look good, like, play good. If you like the better you feel, the better you're gonna play 100%.
Like, I like touch up my makeup before, I'll make my hair look all cute. Like, we all put bows in our hair. Like it's what helps us. Like you look like, good, you feel good. Yeah. You don't feel sluggish like if you just woke up out of bed.
100%. There's like a TikTok trend where it's like, you know, kind of like from the Barbie movie and it's like, this is girlhood. And it's just like the locker room, like tying bows in your hair and doing makeup for girls.
So cute.
Like, this is why I love being a woman.
Yes.
That is such a good thing to say. We have great, there are great things about being a woman.
Yeah.
Yes. So many amazing things.
There are so many amazing things and that's okay. And
it is,
and the feminine side of all of that is a beautiful,
yeah, 100%.
And there is still things that women can do that men can do. So, I mean, it's 2023. We can do anything.
That's right.
Amen.
Go, girl.
Girl power.
Girl power. So, y'all both have your phones. Do me a favor. Grab your phone. I need you to go to your settings.
Getting all the
Oh, I know what you're doing.
Potential
spams. Screen time. Is that what you want to
see? Well, close. Go to screen time.
Oh, God.
Go down. Wait, Kelsey, did I do that right? Oh, yeah. See all activity.
My screen time's so bad. Wait.
Oh. See all activity.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Then scroll down. Then you're going to see pickups. I want you to go pickups. To last week, and I want you to choose the bar that's the highest.
Oh, wow.
And I want you to tell me your number.
Mine's Snapchat.
No, just your number.
Oh, my number? Like, of how many I picked up weekly or per day?
Right here.
Last week's, is it last week's average?
Like
so
this?
See all activity under that. Then you go scroll down to pickups. Then I want you to go last week and I want to know what's your highest number. So click on the bar that's the highest.
680.
Alex!
Mine is 233.
It was on a Friday.
Excuse me, young lady. You have school on a Friday. You picked up your phone, and this means you opened it. 600. I I knew it would be this for this age.
Wow. Tell them what yours is.
Oh, 99 was my highest last week.
Listen, I like to play music, and if the music is not good, I will literally pick up my phone, put it down, pick it up.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know why, I think it's just because of having a phone.
Oh, totally.
That I'll pick it up, look at it, and put it right back down. Like, I won't even open it sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's, and I'll just pick it up.
Okay, well, that's opening it. Is that you actually open it?
Yeah, I'll accidentally like open it with my face, and then I'll just put it right back down. Like, I don't know why. I'll just look at the notifications to put it down.
Yeah.
So what this...
feel so guilty.
Well, don't feel guilty.
I feel like I'm getting caught doing a crime.
No. No. No, but what I want you to be aware of, though, is... which is why I saw this entire...
it's very unhealthy, I know.
Thanks. Well, what it starts to do is you're not... you can't concentrate. And so when you can't just concentrate long terms on a thing, problem, situation, they're finding that, you know, our attention is going down.
Yeah.
And so what we do a lot of, we make a lot of videos. We do all the videos, social media posts, all of those sort of things for our school, our entire school district. And what we're really, we've known this, but what we're really seeing is people are clicking off after about 45 seconds.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. With, like, I have a horrible attention span. It's actually horrible. Too. Like, I cannot stay focused on something. But, like, you know, even just, like, with TikTok, if, like, the first 5 seconds of the clip isn't interesting or isn't engaging,
for sure.
I'm not going to sit there and watch, like, 3 minutes. It's
no, because you're teaching the algorithm you like it.
Right.
Yeah. So you can't sit there and watch it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, because if I watch something that I'm not really interested in for... 3 minutes, the next thing you know, my whole entire feed is going to be these things that I'm not interested in.
Totally. The other night they asked me, which Christmas tree would you want decorated in your house? I don't know why I entertained it. I did. I even commented what number I would choose.
Oh my gosh.
I have 50 now in my
Christmas tree.
Oh, yes. It's like the same thing where if you're talking about something, like this morning I went to Pilates with my mom and someone asked her what sweatshirt she was wearing and she started talking about this brand. And I open up Instagram right after we finish and that brand's on my Instagram feed. It's like Instagram ads. It's like crazy.
It's weird.
Well, they definitely listen to what you say.
If you're going into marketing, so that's my background too. If you're going into marketing, you're going to be talking about all those things and how that works.
And luckily I find that like so interesting.
I was going to say, that's so great. It's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. It's fascinating.
I also like love psychology. Like that's what I thought I wanted to do before I got into marketing. So there's like a degree that's like psychological marketing. Like, you know, if you use primary colors on a billboard, like people are more likely to look at it versus like pastel colors. Just like all that is so interesting.
It's totally
to me.
I mean, all marketing pretty much is psychological.
It's so really human behavior.
Yeah.
Human behavior and market. That's what marketing is, by the way.
Like one of the most fascinating things that we did a case study whenever I was in my master's program, and it was over the sale of SUVs and how SUVs skyrocketed in popularity after 9/11.
Interesting.
Because they really sold the idea of safety.
Yes, because they're bigger.
Mm-hmm. In a time where people did not feel safe. And if you start like paying attention to, I'm sorry, I like nerd out on this stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
If you start paying attention to like every commercial, almost everything plays off of some sort of fear.
Yeah.
So even if it's like something like Botox.
Right.
It's playing on the fear of aging.
Wrinkles, yeah.
Yes.
Mouthwash.
Don't
they actually coined the term, what do they use for the bad breath? Like the
bad hygiene? Ketosis or
something like that.
Yeah.
That was coined by the marketing agents of Listerine.
Interesting.
Listerine was used as a cleaning product originally, and they had horrible sales. They started thinking, this could be used as hygiene. They coined this term, started using it in their ads. People became fearful of having bad breath, started buying Listerine. I mean, it was
that's crazy.
Significant increase in sales. So it's pretty,
it's a mind game.
Well, it is a mind game, and they're really good at knowing about what makes you tick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Especially young kids. And that's why I'm going to be a mom here for a second. And it sounds like you turned you decided you want positivity on your volleyball team. Ladies, you're going to have to do the exact same thing moving forward with your phones, comparing yourself to other girls.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Thinking that you're important because you're more beautiful or you're that's not where we get our worth. You know, that's not who we are. That's not what it's about. It's fun. It's great. It can be a hobby. It can be a business, a job.
Right.
But that's not what, because those things go away at times in our life. So that can't be what we just hold on to of what makes us who we are.
Yeah.
But we struggle. I mean, women, we've got it hard in this world because we're told to be sweet. We're told to be nice. We're told to serve others. Right.
On,
but we also need to stand up for what's important.
I agree.
Who we are.
Right.
We're capable of doing anything and everything that we want to
Social media can be, it can be so like horrible. Just like,
it's dangerous.
You know, it's so hard. Just like, you know, being comfortable with where you are, but then you open up social media and then you see where everybody else is, just comparison and FOMO and all of that. Like, oh, that's where I like nerd out. It's just like, it's how like, I mean, I'm not one to talk because I could talk about how horrible social media is, but then I am also on my phone
24/7. I can talk about how bad it is too, but like I'm on it 24/7. Right.
But like, I was talking to my mom about this and she's like, well then delete it. I was like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, you can't. It's like a drug.
It's being aware of. So that's what's important. You can be on it, but be aware of if you're starting to feel down or if you're starting to compare yourself to others. It's like, wait, I need to get outside. I need to get sun. I need to put this down for a while.
Yeah. Well, so like, it kind of makes me think there was, it was actually a sermon in church. And it was talking about like just respecting God's power. Like that we talk about like God is good, but also that you have to, respect God and like that there's also a healthy fear. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And so there was a comparison to electricity. And I feel like that can be made in a lot of aspects, including social media. It's like, well, electricity provides a lot of great things for us. Like it makes life easier in a lot of ways. But we have a healthy respect and we have a knowledge of the dangers that it could have.
That's right. Right. That's what's important.
Yeah. And I think you could say that with social media. It's like, there are a lot of, I think there's a lot of benefits. You know, I think there's people who try to go to one extreme or the other and say all social media is bad. Well, first of all, social media is such a broad term.
It's a broad topic.
It's so broad. I mean, so I think like that has to be understood, but really just that you can, as long as you have that healthy respect for what can happen and the awareness that there are dangers and how to navigate and avoid those dangers, then I mean, it's a great tool. It's a great thing.
Right. There's like this, it's not really like a trending TikTok thing, but just this, a lot of my feed is like running and all that. And there's this thing called 75 hard. For 75 days, you have to do an indoor workout, an outdoor workout, read 10 pages of a book, drink like a liter of water. And then it's supposed to be like no cheat days as far as eating. And I have the biggest sweet tooth, so I haven't been able to really stay on track with that one. But just like literally like working out twice a day, it can literally be like a 15-minute like stretch video. Cause that's like, you know, on days where you have volleyball games, I can't go outside and run, obviously. So just like, honestly, like literally reading 10 pages of some random book before I go to bed instead of being on my phone. Like I've just found like, I don't know, so much more like, it's so like, I don't know how to explain
some
this.
Some peace?
Like, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, like peace. I've started like reading the news before I go to bed. No.
I saw this thing on TikTok.
I don't know that would bring me.
Right.
Well, she's doing it more for you.
I'm more into that like nerdy stuff.
No, that's good. Yeah. I should be
there. There was this quote on TikTok. I don't know how I saw it, but it was like, try to, whenever you wake up, don't get on your phone for at least 30 minutes. It's like, don't obsess over other people's lives, or don't check in on other people's days before you even start your own. Mm. Something like that. So I've been trying to do that. Just like start my day before I get on social media and see, compare my day so far to others. So.
That's a great, I love that quote. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. And listen, that's something that you have control over, right? And so that's a choice.
It's hard, but.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's a choice.
You know, it's like, I also can't wake up to my alarm. So I put my alarm on my phone on the opposite side of my room. So I have no other choice but to get up and turn it off. It's just like kind of mind training.
Even on Saturdays when you don't want to work out.
Yes.
Yes.
I set my first alarm at 7 a.m. And I have an alarm every 5 minutes until 8.
Okay, listen, I want you to try something. I want you to try when your alarm goes off. I want you to get up.
I know.
It's so hard.
Don't go back. Don't get back in that bed.
The snooze button is my biggest enemy.
Oh, me too.
You're really not getting more rest or sleep. I know it's hard to do.
It's so hard.
Okay, listen, sorry. I'm going to ask a round of questions and you're going to say the player on the team that you think this.
Okay.
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 Okay. Let's try this. Who's most likely to be late?
Natalie Williams. 100%. We have a rule
where we
in
tell
volleyball.
Her.
It's 15. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. But whenever it comes to Natalie, our rule is if she's on time, if she's just there, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, if lowered the especially bar. Saturday weight rooms, it's like you have to be there at 8:15. If we're like, if Natalie is here by 8:31, it's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
We love her.
Oh, that's great. I love her. Most likely to get kicked out of a game.
Caroline Adams. She is the sweetest little firecracker. But whenever it comes to like the refs calling points, like our calls that shouldn't be happening, she will sit up there and she will argue and she will not let it go.
Is she right most of the time?
Yes.
Oh.
Sometimes refs don't like it when players are right.
No. I would think they never like it. Mm-hmm. But so who has the worst, dirtiest, nastiest locker?
Let's think. I don't know. I don't really look at anybody's locker.
I'm going to go Olivia Thompson just because her locker is next to mine. So.
And you see it.
Yeah.
And it's worse than yours.
Right. She likes to put a lot of her stuff in my locker because she can't fit it all in hers.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And then she also, like 3 weeks ago, I don't know if you were in the locker room, Alex.
A roach crawled
out of her locker.
And into her hair.
Oh yeah, she was freaking out. It was actually
into
so
her hair. Was, yes. was her hair like in her
no,
locker?
No, it was like down, and then it like jumped off in like for a second. I don't know.
Wait, she's screaming.
No, it was honestly it was terrifying, but so funny. But yes, her locker just always has stuff in it. So.
We have a roach problem at our school.
Yeah, we
it's
know.
Terrible.
No.
Who is the cutest locker?
So our littles decorate our lockers.
Yes.
So honestly.
Like, I'm trying to think.
I feel like yours is pretty cute, Alex.
I keep mine pretty clean.
Yeah, you have a really cute one.
Yeah, mine's pretty cute. I just keep it clean. Like, yeah. I don't like my stuff to be all over. I keep it, like, underneath in my locker.
Yeah.
Okay. Who looks the best for every game?
Alex.
I do my makeup and, like... On the court, though, I feel like you look good. Like, I'm just there, like, to look cute and just, like,
yeah, I, like, always take my hair back, but by the end of the game, like, pieces are, like, falling out and, like, it's just...
Haley always looks pretty
yeah,
good.
Haley Penn.
Like, she sweats, but, like, her hair
she
stays.
She is everywhere, and she, like, is running all 20.
I don't know how she does it.
Every single point, and by the end of the game, her hair still looks perfect.
Oh, wow. Okay. Goes out of her way, like, she's the best team player in that she's always is helping or serving other people.
I'm going to go Caroline Adams.
I'm going to go Carol too.
Least likely to argue with the ref.
Andy Bott. Andy doesn't like confrontation at all.
Doesn't like confrontation.
Yeah. Whenever
I love confrontation.
During our Manville game, Caroline, who's our other captain, she got a yellow card, which means she can talk to the ref, but if she talks to the ref and gets a red card, she's kicked out and she's our only setter. So,
Yeah, that's a problem.
So
yeah.
I was tasked with having to have all the conversations with the ref and I was like, oh, you know, wasn't this a double? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay.
Next time go in and go like, cute shoes. Listen, could we talk about that?
Yeah, suck up to the refs.
I like the hair color.
Yeah, exactly. Give them a little wink before I go up there.
Okay, so if either of you could change places with one teammate for a day, who would you want to change places with?
Like, could I change my, like, athletic abilities too with it, or
like
could
put yourself in their body.
You have to change. Yeah, they come in your body. You go in their body for one day.
I'd have to say Caroline Adams and Nadia Shelby.
Oh yeah, those are both good ones.
I feel like there's a lot of pressure on them, and I just would love to see how they deal with it all at once.
Yeah,
Or how they talk to themselves.
I feel like
wouldn't that be fun to hear how they talk to themselves?
In my second life, I feel like I would have been a setter. Like I wish I was a setter. Like I can't set, so like I feel like that would be fun. But like also I can't jump, and Nadia can just jump out of the room and slam the ball. Like
oh my God,
she's so
it.
Much fun to watch. And
she
I feel
is.
Like I would love to just be able to like play mm-hmm. like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Do y'all have boyfriends?
We both do.
We do.
Oh, you both do. I was going to ask you who's the cutest guy at Friendswood High School.
No.
Yeah.
We will
not answer that question if y'all both have boyfriends. Who would you say is your favorite teacher of all time?
Okay. I'm going to go Miss Barnell.
Miss Parnell.
Yes, oh my gosh, my sophomore year math teacher, yes. And I've been stuck in her room ever since. I am her like teacher aide kind of. I have like a free period where I just sit in her room, and we're to the point where like she's more of like a mentor and a friend than like a teacher, because I had her like my sophomore year, but I love her. She's awesome.
I would have to say I have like two. Like I've grown to one teacher this year that I like talk about all the time. Like it's Miss Sakiro, Jennifer Sakiro. I love her.
History?
But yes, she does economics. Oh, yes, okay. Ma'am. And economics. History. And also probably Laura Malone, Miss Malone. She runs the English department. Mm-hmm. And then Mallory Klingon used to be my girl, but she just left. She was my debate
coach.
Love
we loved her. Mallory.
Miss Klingon was, I told her everything. She knew everything about me. I loved her so much. And I feel like I have a good relationship with all of the teachers. And APs, like I go and like just sit in their office, kind of just wander around. So I just feel like I would have to say, like, I miss Miss Klingon a bunch, but like I love a lot of the teachers, and they know a lot about me.
I don't remember the last time I've had like a bad teacher.
I don't either.
I really do like all my teachers.
That's great.
You know, like teacher night's so hard because like you know, but like maybe sometimes someone else will pick it, and it's like, who do I pick? You know,
yeah.
It kind of comes down to like who hasn't been picked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wanted to get into some debate topics and kind of, but
Alex,
you're
so you
take far
over
past the time that I told you girls, and I know y'all both have schedules with very important classes.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. We'll skip it any day for you.
Any day.
But listen, is there anything else that y'all want to talk about? So remind everybody where and when the game is.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Hobson Fieldhouse, which is by Hightower High School, I believe, but Hobson Fieldhouse against Randall High School.
And do they need to wear anything in particular? Do y'all do like whiteout, blackout?
Randall is red. School. Okay. Randall is red, so just
come
blue.
In your friends
blue.
With blue,
friends with
baby.
Volleyball. Friends with blue.
Okay, just because I know people will be curious about this, are they live streaming the game?
I'm pretty sure they will Facebook live stream. I know one of our moms does do Facebook lives for the games, so... Yeah.
Sometimes on Max Preps, they have like live links there too. Okay. Usually, honestly, they did do our last game. I was going to say, usually they only live stream like the bigger, more popular games, but I do believe that tomorrow will be live streamed.
Well, if we find it, we'll get that out so people can see on social media.
And if we're the ones sharing the link, it's valid. If there's someone commenting below on any of our posts tagging a million people, it is a scam. We get them all the time.
Don't click on it.
Ridiculous.
Don't click on it.
Do not trust any of the links commented.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ongoing don't get issue. Scammed. Whenever
Lord,
baseball,
have mercy.
Whenever baseball went to state my sophomore year, I try to watch it live because
that's scammed.
My boyfriend was playing at the time, and I try to watch it live when we were out of town. And I don't know how I fell for this. It said it's free, but put your credit card number in, and I got scammed.
Oh no!
Don't be like me.
It's free, but let's just put your credit card number in.
Just in case.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Well. That's okay. listen, ladies, so glad you came today. It was so fun talking
to you. Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all for having us out.
So proud of y'all. Y'all go and get them.
Yes, ma'am.